piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And
we're the food guys.
It seems like Americans, they like all kinds of food from all around the world, right?
Exactly.
But of course, they don't like it exactly the way those foreigners made it. Right? Well, so they have to make it their own.
We always want to tweak.
Yeah, we have to.
We take an idea.
Yes.
Like pizza.
That's a good example.
Run with it. And I'm talking about the standard pizza that you can buy frozen in a box or go to one of your local outlets and bring home, which is really nothing like a pizza that you get in Italy. Focaccia, which is really like a pizza, and we'll get into that in a little bit. The same thing is happening with that.
Yes, we're seeing it happen here in Missoula. We have a baker that makes a bread called a focaccia bread.
Right.
But it's not really focaccia.
No, it's not really.
It's quite good.
The fact that you call it focaccia bread, I think, is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because that tells you it's focaccia bread. It's not focaccia. So what is focaccia, then?
Yes, that's what we need to know.
Okay. Russ Parsons, he's a wonderful writer, and he writes regularly for the LA Times. What he says is that real focaccia is a lot closer to pizza than it is to anything that could be used to make a sandwich.
Yes, he's saying this because he went into a sandwich shop and they asked him if he wanted it on focaccia bread.
Right.
Which sort of baffled him. Why? You can't make a sandwich out of focaccia bread.
No, you cannot. He says that if you imagine a slightly thicker, crisp, crusted, rectangular pizza with very restrained toppings, then you're just about there when it comes to focaccia.
Right.
It's clearly not thick enough to make a sandwich with.
No, clearly not. It would be thicker than a pizza crust.
Right, and pizza, as he points out, of course, can be a full meal, but focaccia is more of a snack.
Yeah.
Or at most, he says, an appetizer. And in Italy, it's really a popular food that you just walk around and munch on.
Well, it is one of those things that has very, very tasty, savory toppings that you can put on it. Not much.
Not much.
Yeah. It's
not like restrained.
The stuff that you would find on a pizza or anything like that. But we already overload our pizzas anyway, right?
Yeah, we do. What we have to remember about focaccia is that it's really more of a snack, and it should be eaten hot, cut into small pieces and just munched on. First of all, the dough, it's a very wet dough. It's a yeast dough. It's pressed into a pan. Unlike pizza, which is not pressed into a pan but is baked on a hearth, the focaccia dough itself is actually pressed into a pan. It's allowed to rise just a little bit. And then the topping is simply coarse salt and then maybe a little bit of rosemary, for example.
Well,
nothing really
about,
fancy.
The Genovese version, which he says would be a topping of good olive oil and coarse salt. You would just maybe munch on that while waiting for the rest of the dinner, or maybe just walking down the street.
Well, see, in Italy, that's easy to do because there are bakeries all over the place. At home, it's a little bit harder to do. I'm not saying that it's hard to make it. It's just that to have the focaccia so that you can cut it into squares and then go out and eat.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. It's a good thing to make for an appetizer, I think. If you're having company, for example.
In our usual American way, soon enough, we're starting to put extra things on it, right? For instance, the focaccia bread that I mentioned earlier on, it's advertised as a rosemary focaccia. And it is sprinkled with rosemary.
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
has some other spices and cheese, but not much, admittedly. Nonetheless, it's a little too thick and it has risen. I'd say it has a thickness of about 2.5 to 3 inches.
Yeah, that's thick.
Yeah, that's thick.
Whereas a regular focaccia shouldn't be more than about a half inch.
Yeah. I watched the video that the LA Times has of it, watching the preparation of it. And you're right, it's a very wet dough that they're making.
The wet dough is really important because that makes for bubbles.
Yeah.
It's just like a pizza in the sense that you want a dough that's bubbly, nice big bubbles. And then the wetness also accounts for the crisp outside. And the fact that you press it into a pan makes it very easy to work with. You don't have a round of pizza dough that you have to stretch and worry about overactivation of gluten or anything like that. It's in the pan. And if you have a problem patting the dough out in the pan, wait a few minutes, and then you can pat it out a little bit more.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have any hope that real focaccia will establish itself in America, or is it likely to be focaccia bread?
I think the question's already answered.
Oh. I think we're not going to see it unless we do it ourselves.
Make it yourself and you'll have real focaccia. It is a revelation.
Yeah, and I think after all, that's what you really want to do. And another thing you want to do is come back next week for
The Food Guys. La 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 la